Yo, guys. Welcome back to In The Frame Podcast, episode 52. And no Pete today, guys. Couldn't make it for this one, but we got my boy Brandon all the way from Las Vegas.
What's Nevada, up?
Man. What's going on, dude?
You know, super stoked to be here, you know.
Before we get there,
let's crack.
Let's crack one.
Cheers. Seltzer water. Cheers to that.
That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff.
Oh, it is.
Brandon, dude, what is up, man? We've been following each other for a little over a year, I want to say, maybe even more. And I'm just a big fan of your work, dude. And
thank
the
you
fact
so much.
That you're able to be here in Oceanside from Las Vegas. First of all, why are you in Southern California?
First things first, guys, like we were here filming a destination wedding and we actually go way back about, you know, a year. Mm-hmm. And I saw your stuff and I was like, I love what you're creating, what you're doing. And then, you know, I just loved it. And then we're here, destination wedding, San Diego, one of my good friends, she's getting married on the beach. And we had the honor to film her wedding yesterday. Everything went smoothly. It was perfect. And, you know, I had the chance to come here. I was like, let's make this happen. You were like, let's make this happen. And I'm like, let's do it. So,
yeah, dude, I was, your dad's here. He's off camera right now. You guys can't see it. The viewers can't see him. But we're discussing that, like, the power of the internet is amazing. Like, I had seen your story and you were in San Diego already. I'm like, oh, man, like, let me hit him up, see if he's available for a Potter.
Yeah.
And you weren't available at that time, but you did say, hey, I'm going to be here in this month. And so let's make it happen then. I'm like, all right, perfect, dude. And it's just cool how, like, you could utilize the internet and, like, meet so many dope creators out in the space.
Exactly. And I think that's what it's all about. Like, our industry is about meeting people, sharing their stories, you know, being creative in how can you impact others through film. You know, when you capture something special like that, it, you know, the industry, like, people just truly fall in love.
Oh my God.
With the work.
Yeah, no, yesterday I actually premiered a wedding that I've been working on, and the best message I get from the couple is like, dude, like, we were literally crying the entire time. Like, this, that's exactly what I want. I want these emotions to come out when you're watching your wedding film. Like, I fulfilled my job when I see stuff like that, you know. It's
right.
Like, yeah, photography is cool and all, man. And I always sound like a photography hater in the Potter because my boy is usually the big photographer guy. But it's like video, man. It just captures, you literally see the emotions on the actual film compared to just a photo, where a photo you could just interpret it to whatever you think it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But enough of that. Brandon, dude, you are a full-time content creator. You and your dad, who,
exactly,
what's the name of your production company again?
Heartfelt Productions.
Heartfelt Productions. Dude, you guys are insanely killing it in Vegas. I've seen you guys working from, like, top dog, like, hotels to, like, sports. And, tell me a little bit more about you. How did you get into the space? What made you hold a camera?
Perfect.
And, yeah, because this is a story about you, man.
Sweet. So it all started, you know, moved back to Vegas and had no experience. Got a college degree, was working the 9 to 5, and didn't feel like, you know.
What did you graduate in?
Kinesiology, sports kinesiology. Gotcha. So I played college baseball. That was my dream, to play, you know, in the major leagues. My dad played professional baseball.
Okay.
So, what team? San Francisco Giants.
There you go.
Double
Pops.
A.
There you go.
You know? Oh, yeah. And, you know, I grew up with a baseball bat in my hand, just always playing baseball. That was it. And never picked up a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a degree, moved back to Vegas, and I was like, you know what? 9 to 5's not working. How can we, you know, start something that we can inspire people?
Right.
You know, what path can we go on? So I went to a church and basically it was Central Christian, got into the film scene, and they started teaching me, hey, this is how you take photos, this is how you do videos. And they were using Red cameras at the time.
Oh, so you just jumped the gun with Reds?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
everyone's background story is a T3i.
Right?
And you're like, no, my first experience is a freaking $50,000 camera.
Exactly. So we went on set and they're like, yeah, here's, you know, the Red cameras. The production crew was like state of the art at Central. And they have like jibs, they have Reds.
Wow.
And, you know, full on concert.
Yeah.
Basically going on every day at church. And the filmmakers there are top notch. Like,
okay,
they are incredible. And I always looked up to them. And then I just started learning the process, trying to create videos on my own. They weren't good at the time.
No one's videos are good when you first start.
Exactly. But I think that's the thing. If you're first starting, just keep making, keep repeating, keep learning from other people's mistakes.
Right.
And you never know where this journey is going to lead. So it started at church. I started going out, you know, my dad's in real estate. So he's like, why don't you, he goes, your stuff is not good. So when it becomes good, I will message all my real estate friends.
What a connection.
Exactly. To, you know, promote their houses, their listings.
Every real estate agent needs content. And what year is this? Just have this a reference for the listeners.
What year right here?
4 years ago.
Four years ago.
Oh, okay. So content is full steam ahead right now at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. So 4 years ago, I was like, okay, I need to learn how to take HDR photos. I need to, you know, interior, I should get a drone.
Right.
So I got a drone, started taking videos, started taking photos.
What drone is this? We're big nerd, gear nerd here. Right? So let's talk about cameras and whatnot. Like, okay. So what drone did you have at
the time? So the drone was the Mavic Air.
Mavic Air,
and started on that, ND filters, you know, the basic,
right?
You know, drone. Here's a funny story. We went up to Utah. We had a first destination shoot for real estate, and we got all the photos, all the videos, and I drive back to Vegas, and I go, oh, where's my drone? I left my drone on the doorsteps at the property, so I had to drive all the way back out there.
Miss your flight?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to drive all the way back out there. It was only a 3.5 hour drive, but it's just you know, funny stories.
Jeez. Yeah. I mean, that kind of stuff happens all the time. And it actually happened to my friend the other day. We did a Salt Lake City shoot, and he left his drone bag at the TSA check line right there. And he's just like, we're literally in the plane. And you're like, dude, I tell him like, oh, dude, once we get home, let's transfer all your footage, including the drone.
Yeah.
And then he's like, dude, my drone. And so he like left and he like had to like sprint like half a mile to get to the actual TSA check line.
Yeah.
And so we're like, dude, we're like ready to leave. Like, hurry up. And he's sprinting. He still has his camera bag that's like 30 pounds. He didn't leave it off. He didn't take it off because he was just so, I need to get my drone.
Yeah.
Long story short, we got the drone back. But that stuff does happen all the time.
Oh, it does. And especially when, you know, we're always on the go. We're going places.
Right.
And it never seems to fail.
Like, yeah. And I just saw your vehicle right now. Your gear is insane, how much you guys have brought to this San Diego wedding. It's nuts.
It is like how I started out with weddings is like, you know, a couple wedding videographers like gave me a shot in Vegas. And they're like, you know, this is how we do weddings. This is how, you know, you can do it. So I said, let's, you know, start shooting weddings. So each wedding you go, how can I make this video better? How can I get better lighting? Because you're in three different locations prep. You know, you're filming the ceremony and then you have, you know, the reception.
Right.
So, but reception, you need light.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to pack the lights, the tripods, you got the gimbal, you got the drones, and yeah, just it's full on production.
Yeah, seriously. Let's go a little bit more back to when you're doing your real estate. So your dad's doing real estate.
Yep.
And he says, hey, get better. And from there, we could probably have something going on. So
exactly.
You want to go more on that?
So yeah, he's like, get better. So we actually started going out to our first time ever speaking. I didn't know what I was doing, and to real estate seminars.
Okay.
So we would be up there talking about why do you need photos, videos to market yourself? Because nowadays you need to be on, you know, social media. Like, if you're not on social media as a real estate agent,
good luck.
As a content creator, it's, you know, you are going to lose out on the opportunity if somebody says, hey, here's my listings. You can scroll through them really quick. This is what I've done.
Right.
You know, and we started getting those seminars, you know, made a lot of great connections with real estate agents and have a lot of great relationships with them in Vegas. And
you've been flourishing ever since.
Oh, yeah.
So how did the relationship with you and your dad actually doing a production company? Because you're not doing real estate anymore, correct?
No.
Oh, he still is doing real estate.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did that dynamic start? Like, hey, let's produce, because I've seen your guys' BTS and your dad's on the field with the camera. I've seen him do all that stuff. So how did he get into the camera?
Okay.
World?
So here is like how it started too. So after that, it was like Make-A-Wish. So Make-A-Wish gave us the opportunity. You know, I was started out on a phone there.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I was learning the production side. So I started, you know, capturing these wish reveals. It truly meant the world to me, seeing these kids' wishes come to life.
Right.
And basically, I was like, I need a second shooter. I need somebody to help me out. Like, you know, my dad's been selling real estate for, you know, 37 years. And I'm like, you know what? Do you want to learn the camera? Do you want to be like a second shooter? And he's like, yeah, let's learn. So he started, you know, I started teaching him on the camera at the Make-A-Wish shoots and him capturing these moments. And he's like, you know what? I really love this. Like, he's nice. he's like, I get to travel. I get to capture these heartfelt moments for these kids and just be a part of something really special.
Right. Damn. So, and ever since you guys have been doing it together for, how long has your production company been going on?
I would say about three to four years.
3 to 4 years. Yeah. Man, you guys are, I mean, your guys' quality and I guess let's dive more into the gear aspect right now, because you guys' quality looks like it's shot in a freaking Ari for the most part.
Right.
Like with cinema lenses. Like I've seen your stories that you posted on like the baseball one. And I'm like, bro, like, this looks like it was shot in a cinema camera. And what are we shooting on right now?
So right now it's the Sony A7S III. Uh-huh. And let's get, you know, let's tell, it's not about the gear. It's about, you know.
Okay, straight at it, let's go.
Yeah, it's like, because it's not about the gear, it's about how you learn. There's so many tutorials online that people can create the best shot with lighting, with, you know, with your camera, with your lens. And you just need to dive into those tutorials and really learn how to get the best quality.
Right.
How to use an ND filter when you're filming for video. Because a lot of people, the shutter speed.
Yeah, they just overcrank it.
Exactly. And their videos.
And then they wonder why their videos are so stuttery looking.
Yep. Exactly. And it's like, that's, I learned from, you know, creating these videos, creating these YouTube videos, like teaching myself, what did I do wrong here?
Right.
Okay, that's, you know, the shutter speed's off. Oh, my lighting's not good enough. And, yeah, the gear, the drones, like there's a drone, new drone coming out every
6 months, it feels like at this point. I know, like the, I have the FPV and it's still sitting in my box. I haven't even taken it out.
Really?
Like, I mean, I play with the simulator, but I haven't taken it out in real life because I'm so scared of crashing. I mean, the freaking thing costs like $1,100. Like the last thing I do is crash it within 5 seconds of flying it for the first time. So I'm practicing on my virtual world for the most part, but yeah, no, there's so many drones, so much gear. So for the most part, you're running in running gun style equipment. It's safe to say that.
Yeah. Run and gun. Basically, I love shooting on a gimbal. So I hook up my Sony on the gimbal.
What gimbal are we using?
The Mazda Air 2.
Okay. How do you like it?
Love it.
Love it.
You know, 16-hour battery life. You know,
is that the heavy duty one or like the smaller version?
The heavy duty one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I currently have the SC and I'm like, I don't love that gimbal. Like,
really?
It just bugs me. I think it's just not met for the weight capacity, even though they advertise it that it is. But it's like I'm looking into the S Crane 2, I believe.
Okay.
I just saw a couple of reviews and it looks pretty good, honestly. But I might have to check out the Moza.
Oh, yeah. Check it out.
Yeah.
Like, highly recommend it. Like, haven't had any issues. Like, it's, you know, sturdy, always, you know, on point.
Right. Okay. So you were discussing about people need to like take advantage of the internet as far as like, yo, there's so many tutorials out there. Learn, take the time to learn. But yo, man, I'm a 17-year-old kid. I'm seeing Matt Coma and Sam Colder doing these sick ass videos. Like, fuck all that. Like, I want to just start doing it right now.
Yeah.
I want to do some zoom transitions, luma fades and whatnot, but they don't want to take the time to learn the basics, where they don't even know that those guys that are way out there, they took the time to learn the basics and the fundamentals of film.
Exactly. And I think, like, you know, I could relate this to baseball. It's like, you know, you got to learn the basics. Like when you're, you know, hitting your stance, like get those basics down, because when you get those basics down, everything becomes muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same thing goes to film. Like once you have those basics and that solid foundation in place and you decide, okay, it will become muscle memory and your videos will kick it up a notch, but you need to study in like a month, 2 months, like 3 months to really dive in and really take it to a new level, because then people will start, hey, what are they doing differently? I have the same camera, but why does yours look like this?
Right.
You know?
And I'm guilty of this. Like when I first started off, when I got my 6300, I was like, dude, like, why doesn't my quality look like his quality? We're both shooting 4K.
Yeah.
Like, why does his stuff look way more cleaner than mine? Let alone, you do more research. Lenses has a ton to do with it. Lenses, lighting.
Exactly.
That all has a lot to do with it. It's not just getting a body and like expect cinema style content. True.
Exactly.
So, dude, that's, man, like I just like, I'm a big fan of your guys' work and your YouTube channel as well, man. Like you're really putting yourself out there to like educate any creators out there.
Right.
And you're kind of give it up. Like you don't even care about like, hey, this is the gear I use. Because some creators are a little weird about
telling
their secrets.
Right.
And it's like, bro, like everyone, the information's out there.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's out there if people want to see it or not.
True. Or another thing, like how I've been like ever since starting this journey, I've met, you know, the top YouTubers, top wedding videographers, the top content creators, like somehow everything just molded. And like on the YouTube side, have you ever heard of Think Media?
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they are.
Is that Sean Connell?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's located in Vegas and his whole team is there. Mm-hmm. So I started seeing how they operated it. Like, he is amazing at what he does, conferences, you know, the tutorials, giving back. So when I saw this, I was like, I love what they teach, what they preach, and they're always giving back. They're always right. inspiring other creators how to get better. And I took that from them and I'm like, you know what? That's what it's all about. Don't hold everything against you, yeah. but to give back what I've learned so somebody else can do it, you yeah. know?
This might be like, I probably sound like I'm in my spiritual bag right now, but it's like, it is a thing where you're like, the more you put out to the world, the more you're going to get back from mm-hmm. the world. So it's like, call it karma or whatever, but it's like, I'm always looking to help out creators. Like, shit, even before you even showed up, like, I'm hitting up some, let's call them smaller creators or yeah. like a little bit beginner style. Okay. Like, hey, I have this gig that's $500-$800, like, you want to take it? Like, are you available? So I'm like hitting people up all the time, because I feel like a lot of creators would just be like, oh, they came to me, so no one else is gonna get it. Like, oh, do you know any other creators, by the way, if they could take this gig?
Yeah.
And like, no, I don't. I'm like, dude, like, why? Like, just give it to someone who's like maybe starving for an opportunity. Right. Like, why not? Like, they're gonna remember you for a very long time for doing something cool like
exactly.
that. You know? So it's like, I don't know. It's just a little weird when it comes to that. But you guys shoot a variety of things, kind of like a jack of all trades.
Oh yeah.
Are you guys trying to like niche down? Because I always see creators like, hey, you need a niche down. You get a niche down or whatever.
Exactly.
But at the same time, it's like, man, like, what if I enjoy doing weddings, sports, doc style, interviews? Like, what if right. I enjoy doing all that? Like, why not?
Exactly. And like, I think that comes down to like, you know, we're, you know, wedding sports, like what you just said. And niching down, it's like, you know, we'd love to do it, like build a team. Like, hey, who's our go-tos where we could say, hey, real estate. You know, we have a doc coming up. Let's go film that, you know, wedding style. It's about growing, you know, the community like you were doing here that you were just right. talking about earlier, of people that you can count on to just go, hey, let's go make this video. Let's go, you know, capture the best quality content for these clients.
Right. And
I think that's where we're in this like pivotal stage right now, is like, what do we want to niche down? Or do we want to just like, okay, build certain teams, like, okay, real estate team, let's build like, we could teach you in photos, your drones,
right.
that kind of content. And we could focus more on, you know, the telling the heartfelt stories that, you know, our company's named after.
Right.
To, you know, capture those moments. But when you film a wedding, like, it takes like 10, 12 hour days. It takes a lot out of you.
Easy. So, yeah. I mean, those are tough hours to do when you're doing a wedding.
Like, oh, yeah.
And sometimes you don't even eat and be like throughout the entire thing. Like, you right. don't eat till like 8 hours after just of straight shooting. Like, hey, by the way, here's food. I'm like, okay, thank you, man. Like, I appreciate that.
Exactly.
And then they're like rushing. Like, hey, they're going to do the toast right now, so you need to hurry up. I'm like, all right. I'm like trying to put this right. damn sandwich inside. So it's like, yeah, totally get that, man. So what is it that you really love to do? Like, what is your passion? I know you're big into the YouTube space right now. Yeah. But do you have like any like passion projects outside of just like, I'm speaking to the camera kind of style?
I would say like right now, you know, the passion projects, like that's where I want to go. Like, you know, I love, you know, filming weddings, but I think like there's what, like this YouTube thing, you can inspire so many more people, creatives, like when you are the one behind the camera,
right?
There's so many people that you can reach. Like, you know, you see these YouTubers, it's like a different style, but people fall in love with their personalities,
yeah,
what they have. And you know, when you're making a corporate video, it's like people want that personality. So when I, you know, preach, it's like, you know, it's all about your personality. Let's make it different. They right. want you not just standing behind the camera. This is what, you know,
right.
just talking head style.
Right, for sure. So, let's talk a little bit more about branding, because you guys do a really good job when it comes to branding. How important is it for you guys? I mean, it's just, I already know what the answer is. I mean, every business owner should say, right. hey, branding is everything. But how do you guys make yourselves stand out from like the rest of the masses? Like, I'm sure there's other production companies in the Vegas area, or freelance content creators right. in the Vegas area. So how do you guys stick out to like, hey, if you want to do this, you got to work with Heartfelt Productions. Like, those are your guys.
Exactly. First of all, with branding, it's like creating those relationships with people. I think a lot of people go straight into, hey, this is what I do, but it's not about this is what I do. This is why I love to do what I do.
Right.
You know, it all starts with why. And when people see you love what you're doing, I think it stands out from the masses. Like, people, you know, are just doing it for the money. But when you do what you love, and, you know,
right,
that's the different. And then you could, you know, branding as well. It's like, okay, have your different niches. So we have our website, we have weddings, you know, real estate. They can click on one link and it will show you everything about our company.
Right.
And then we also have on Instagram four different topics: the weddings, the real estate, you know, the personal brand.
You just did a YouTube video on that, on link trees, I believe.
I did. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's huge, the link trees, because they can go to one site, click it, and then see exactly what you are all about.
Right.
And it's just, it hits home. Like, people say, hey, I saw this video. They know who you are, what you do, and branding matters.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It really does, guys. And I feel like a lot of content creators, I think it's just like an Instagram thing, and maybe YouTube as well, but like, content creators that are just trying to be the cool, mysterious guy. It's right. Like, they dress all black. I mean, you're wearing black. I wear 90% of my clothes right. Black, but they're wearing like the ripped jeans and whatnot, doing the backflips. And it's like, guys, there's more to that than just looking cool.
Exactly.
For everybody. But I mean, I know creators that they're really good at what they do, but they're still broke. Like, they don't have
right.
a foundation where they have clients coming to them all the time.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, if you don't have solid branding and great communication skills, it's like, man, good luck in the future. I mean, yeah, you're gonna look cool to your friends and maybe yep. some randoms on Instagram, but like, in the long term, will you last 4 to 5 years doing the same thing over and over and over?
No.
So yeah, so it's like, and even it's like the money thing too. Like, it's really easy to find, to like tell like, oh, you're just doing it for the money. It's like, you yep. don't even care about this project, man. It's like, right. people, I could see that. And then, yeah, there are also clients that are like, hey, I just want this video done for the cheapest person. Like, I don't care yep. what it looks like. I mean, that's fine, but it's not the kind of clients I'm trying to attract. I'm trying to exactly. attract clients that are like, yo, do you care about this project? How much do you care about this? How much are you willing to invest into right. this project? Because if you're willing to invest X amount of dollars, thousands of dollars or whatever, I'm willing to put in all these hours for you to make this come to life.
Exactly.
All right, Brandon. So is there anything that you do in regards to like, hey, I need to like decompress and not think about client work? Like, there is a big like, right now I'm kind of dealing with like trying to like balance myself as far as creating stuff that I want to create for me
right.
that fulfills my creative juices, let's say, and like client work. So the last few months has been the craziest work for me
yep.
and to the point where I probably overbooked myself and overdid it mm-hmm. but I was like, I wanted to go through these hard pain to like, let's see, like, can I do this? And I did. I mean, I did everything I needed to do as far as like the work and all that, but it's like, all right, never again. I'm gonna start saying no to a lot more things and just like focus on like my personal branding, which you're doing a great job already with your yeah. YouTube, but thank like you. How do you find the time to, because we both know editing takes freaking hours, man. Mm-hmm. And so like, how do you find time to, hey, I'm gonna step away from the computer screen and not necessarily shoot stuff for yourself, but like just not think of work.
Right. I mean,
because you're really good at like, hey, you got to balance yourself. Like, you need to work out or do something on your, I mean, exactly. your stories are the best. I'm telling you, dude. Oh, it's so motivational.
You. Thank you. Yeah. But okay. So I'll get into that. Like, client work. Like, I think we have a tendency like to overbook, to overdo it. Hey, we can handle all this, but
so thing, easy to say, yeah, we'll do it.
Oh, it is like, yes. Like, yes. Okay. Then you're there filming just like that. And I think, you know, as a creator, you can, you know, overdo yourself. You can get burnt out so easily. And
let's talk about that.
Sometimes, you know, I think as a creator, it's like you get burnt out and you forget, why did you do this in the first place? Like, you know, you're doing corporate, you're doing all these other things, and it's like getting back to it. And you're like, you're kind of just in the ball's just rolling. You just kind of, you fall into just this stagnant rut.
Right.
You know, and basically for me, it's like, okay, I got to clear myself. I got to clear my mind. You know, I like to work out in the morning, go for a run. I think that like starts my day off, you know, clears my mind. It's a new day. I'm ready to take on the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I get in that editing room and you have, you know, 2-3 weddings and, you know, clients are calling you 24/7,
like emails,
contracts, like, how do you balance that? You know, my dad, you know, helps me out a lot on the business end, which, you know, I'm very blessed, so right. I can really dive into the edits. But the editing part, I think people don't realize how long it takes, like, to do sound design, to get the correct music, to color grade, yeah. You know.
And then revisions on top of that. Oh, yeah. So, like, and interpreting, like, nothing's worse than trying to interpret a client's revision, like, emails, like, I don't know what you're saying. Let's have a conversation, actually. Let's hop on a Zoom and let's actually explain what you're trying to say. Because for the most part, their minds are not programmed to be a creative and speak creative, if that makes any sense.
That does, yes.
And so it's like kind of like us. Like, I wouldn't know how to talk real estate because that's not my world.
Exactly.
I could talk content all freaking day, though, mm-hmm. like easy. So yeah, it's pretty intense, like doing all that by yourself. But like you said, you have your dad to help you out in the business side, because I feel like most creators are anti-numbers. Like, they don't want to talk numbers. They don't want to talk paperwork, contracts. Like, they just want to shoot, edit, because it's fun.
Exactly. But
the deeper you get into this game, it's like, you know, you need to learn how to do all that good stuff, man. Exactly. You need to learn how to do contracts, taxes, and documentation, and then have a paper trail, emails. Like, there's a certain etiquette in how to do emails. You don't just talk to, compared to like talking to your friend, like on your text message, like, hey, what's up, homie? Like, you don't say that. So there's a lot to learn, but it just all takes freaking time. Like, don't feel like you need to jump on this and like be a freaking pro all from the off rip. Like, you need to like take your time, man. And like you said, like, it's kind of like when you create your videos for the first time, like, they suck, but then they get better and better and better and better. Yep. So if you have a tip for like the creative game, like as far as like how to deal with the balance and all that good stuff, like what is it that you got for them?
Like, well, I would say for them, first, the thing is, you know, create what you love, you know, especially when you're first starting out, go into that niche that you love the most and see where it takes you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you go into, like, you know, you're filming cars and you start in real estate, go after your passion. Go after your passion, meet the correct people that you need to meet, and really dive deep into that passion. And I think if you're always following your passion, it's harder to get burnout in the end.
Right.
So.
Right. Let's talk about a little bit about routine. I feel like a lot of creators don't really have a routine. They kind of just edit when they feel like it, or when the inspiration hits them.
Exactly.
Eventually, you need some sort of structure in your life to like have a fluid business going. So yeah, if you could elaborate into your routine, you don't have to get into specifics, okay, but just like from like what time you're waking up, from breakfast, perfect, working out, whatever you do. Yeah. So
routine, like every day, you know, I like to wake up, you know, around 6:30, you know, and first.
Are you a natural morning person?
No, absolutely.
Okay. So that's all discipline then.
All discipline. Okay. Gotcha. Hate the mornings. Like, I could sleep in for like till 10 o'clock, you know, in the morning if I, you know, allowed myself. But it comes down to that mental mindset. I have all this stuff I have to get through the day.
Right.
You know, how can I tackle the day? And it's like, if I wake up later, it's like, man, my whole day's thrown off.
Yeah.
So it starts with that.
I'm the same way. Yeah.
Right.
And so you wake up around 6:07 or, and yep, then you said you go for a workout or?
Yeah. Go, you know, hit the gym, you know, go for a run or, you know, go to the gym. And, you know, basically start the day. So I come home, have a protein shake, and then I'm ready to go after emails. If I need to edit or if we have a production shoot that day, you know, head to the production shoot, you know, and get, you know, my work done. Mm-hmm. And then usually editing, I edit at night. So
you're a night editor.
Okay. Yep. Which, you know, because that, I feel like that's the only quiet time sometimes is like after, you know, 9 p.m. where you could really dive in for a couple hours to edit a project and then get that done.
As far as like an editing day, because production days are yeah, it could be anywhere, but as far as an editing day, what time are you usually, you're shutting everything off, like, all right, time for me to come down, relax my mind,
yep,
and then maybe shower, go to sleep.
Exactly. So like an editing day, like, you know, we have those scheduled during the week where it's just like wake up, you know, go to the gym all day editing. Like, we call them our office days.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, but you get burnout. So it's like, you know, edit for 4 hours, you know, have a good lunch, and then right back at it. Mm-hmm. Because like sometimes, like, I feel like if you start getting behind in the work,
it's so easy to fall behind.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Like, if you are not on top of your game, like every single day in this industry, like, you have the quickest turnaround times. Like, and if you fall behind, like today, you know, yesterday was a wedding, you know, today's travel back to Vegas. Tomorrow's like, we didn't schedule anything, so it'll be an editing day. But then I have 4 more shoots like the rest of the week. Jeez. So it's like, okay, like, when do you have time? And that's why we're trying to, like, how do you niche out, like, get an editor? But it's like, you know, you have to teach him the sound design. You have to teach him these things. Yeah. So it's all about trust. But it's like, that's the thing. It's like coming back, you know, you can't get behind. And I would just say, but you don't want to burn out. So it's like this, you know, yo-yo effect. Yeah. Like, you know.
And you guys are still a two-man team for the most part, right? It's still very, it's still a lot to take on so many projects. So like, are you guys looking to like expand the team? I know we previously discussed like possibly expanding, like, hey, this have a division for sports, weddings, corporate. Are you guys currently looking for like any editors or anything like that? Or
right now we actually, you know, hired a guy for like corporate. So he was like in the news industry and was like, you know, really love what you're doing. Would be love to be a part of your team. So he's going to, we're going to plug him in, you know, on editing, you know, telling stories. He really loves the filmmaking side and wants to learn. And that's the thing about me. It's like, if you are passionate about something, I don't care who you are. I'd rather have a person that's passionate, loves what they do, than somebody has the most talent in the world. And it comes like, that's like when we were playing baseball. If you have passion, you can tell. And I'm willing to like, hey, let's, you know, take those steps to learn. And give, you know, give you a chance.
Yeah. And it's very vital to like expand your team. Like I've tried to have editors on board and it's like, call it the freaking perfectionist of me. It's like, oh man, like I have to do a lot of tweaking and posts after they send me their timeline. And it's like, it's just hard to like, maybe I'm not doing a good job in translating what I want to say to the editor. Like, hey, this is the way I do things. Like, I don't know how to teach someone like, hey, I would just do this is because when I'm in the zone, dude, I'm in the zone. Like, I feel like I'm in the Matrix. I'm like, and I'm like, I just know what to do without knowing how to do it. It's it's a really weird way to explain. Like, I can't even tell you like how I did things because I just, in the moment, the idea is just like, for it just meshes so smooth. Like, I don't know. And it's like a euphoric high at the time. It's it's like, dude, like I am on a roll. I know when I'm on a roll, I gotta make sure my phone's on do not disturb and I'm just freaking ripping through this edit. But if you want more clients and if you want bigger budget clients, you do need to expand your team eventually, like either have a second shooter. I do have second shooters. But the editing part is really hard because like anyone could, I always say this all the time. Anybody could shoot. It's so, it's not easy, but to me, it's pretty easy now. And I'm sure it is for you too. It's easy to shoot, but can you edit something really good? That's the real, I always say that's the real work, man. Like, filming is cool, but it's, I've seen people shoot with Reds, man, and it's like the most boring shit ever. It's like, can you make it dope, like in the, when you're editing? And that's like the challenging part, and it's hard to teach someone an editing style. So that's my rant.
Like, I think I have something to say, like, as creatives, like, but I feel like each edit, it's like everybody, you can do it any way you want. It's kind of like your own brain. Like, you know, if we got our computers out here and you go, okay, I'm going to edit this right here. And you gave me all the same clips and you have the same clips and they would be 100% different of how we told the story. And I think that's the hardest part as, you know, getting editors. It's like, okay, how do you tell the story? Because everybody's different. It's a creative business, you know?
And it's, that's like the hard part. It's not, we're not dealing with like actual numbers where it's, you could teach someone how to do things and it's going to be like that no matter what they do. In the creative space, there's the word creative. Like, we all have our own gifted styles. So it's really hard to translate that style to someone else who is probably going against the grain because they go this way instead of going that way. So it's just something to like, it's just, I just like having these kind of conversations because like, I'm like, am I the only one that's going through this where I can't find an editor that's like, could do it the way I want it done, where it's like, if you see a shot that's like slightly out of focus, I'm like, bro, why is this on the shot? Like, it, take it out. Like, come on. Like,
exactly. Stuff,
like, little things like that. Like, and it sucks because like, if I'm watching a film or a TV show, I'm nitpicking it, man. I can't even really enjoy it now. It's so weird, man. And I'm like, man, that was a beautiful shot. That's a great color grade. Oh, they messed up. They usually mess up on, there's a term for it where they have the A and B conversations. And like, the person that's speaking out of focus and they're focused on the other person that's listening, they always, their lips don't sync with the audio. I see that 90% of the time I see any TV show, man. It's like, it's amazing in 2021. We can't really fix that. I don't get it, though.
But. I don't get it. I said the same thing. Like, it's me and my girlfriend. We're watching a TV show, and I'm like, do you see that? Their lips are not matching up. And she goes, you're crazy. And I'm like, look at it closer. Like, they're not matching.
Been there, dude.
Yeah.
Been, and the girlfriend's like, what are you talking about? It's like, it's there. I'm like, no, it's not. It's off. Like, he's not even, yeah.
Right? So time. True.
But let's pivot to the business side. Not the business side, but let's pivot to like where you have, do you have a horror client story that you want to give to the gang?
Yeah.
So let's hear about it. And you don't have to throw names, right. Throw no numbers. Okay. If you want to throw ballpark numbers, feel free, but go for it.
All right. So basically, first things first, guys, when you're starting the business, create contracts. Because if you don't have it in, you know, on an email, you know, document, sign documentation, you are going to dig yourself in a hole.
And so easy to do that too.
Oh, it is. Because like if you have businesses and the ball keeps rolling and it's like, oh, I didn't do a contract. What am I doing? So we spent about 25 to 30 hours on this project. Mm-hmm. It was me and a buddy, you know, we filmed it. We were there the whole weekend. You know, we were creating all this content and we, you know, we basically had everything. We finished the video.
Okay.
Everything was done. We sent it off to the client. We were, you know, got all that done. They paid us. Okay. End of story. You know, so we're okay. Like,
smooth.
So we get a call literally, you know, about a year ago saying, hey, where's our, you know, footage? I never received it. You know, do you have I want all the raw footage now. I want, you know, you didn't do this. And I'm like, we delivered it.
Wait, this was delivered over a year ago?
Yeah.
And then they hit you up a year later? I'm lost.
That's what I was saying. I'm confused right now. Exactly. So they loved it. Everything was done. And then a year later, they're like, yeah, basically, we want, you know, everything redone. We want a different, you know, we want all the raw footage. We want like a 20-second to minute, you know, short film done. And I'm like, well, when we met with you last time, you said everything was perfect. We loved your work.
You even paid me.
Exactly. And now they're asking me right now. They're like, oh, we'll pay you again. And I'm like, okay, that works.
Yeah.
Because they loved our work so much. I guess they want us to redo it.
Sure.
But it's like, okay, like when do I find the time? But it's just like, you know, have the contract ready. So there's no, you know, this, you know, you got to clarification, like make sure everything is done, signed, and okay, you get paid on that. But you know, if you don't have that contract, it's going to totally change the game.
And at that time when you did that project, you did have a contract though.
Yeah.
Or you did not have
a contract. No, we did not.
You did not have a contract.
Correct.
Okay. So it's very easy, man. Like it's very easy. Like, hey dude, like we worked together. We did the contract thing and like, perfect. Everything went great.
Right.
Hey, let me hire you again. Let's do a contract one more time. Third, fourth shoot. It's easy to like, hey, let's skip the contract part. I trust you. You trust me.
Exactly.
You never know what could happen. Stuff like this could happen. True. Where it's like, I've been in scenarios as well where it's like, hey, I thought you were going to do this, this, and this. I'm like, we never discussed this. And I can't fall back to a contract because I didn't clearly list what my deliverables were. So right. It's like, fuck, man. All right. I will do this for you. But in the future, like now I know, like I'm going to give you this video, the X amount of reels, photos, stills, whatever. But I mean, that doesn't sound too crazy of a story because you did get paid.
They're offering
to pay to re-edit the whole thing, which is still kind of weird.
I think maybe it wasn't a horror story. It was just a weird story thinking about it. Like, you know, I am getting paid at the end of the day. I just thought it was weird, you know, a year later, like, hey, why, you know, are they reaching out again? Like, why do they want a new video?
Yeah.
You know?
And you're like probably like hundreds of clients past that at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds of clients at this point. Jeez, you know. Man. Is there any tips before we wrap up? Is there any tips you have for the creative gang as far as a young creative that's out there? They're trying to get into the space. They got their camera, whatever camera it is, but they want to make either a part-time business or a full-time business out of this. Like, what is it that you could give to any listeners out there as far as the creative?
So I think first thing first is like, you know, you want to do this full-time. So go after like who's doing the best in that industry and meet them. Hey, can I come out and second shoot for you? I'll do it for free. You know, I'd love to learn how you do the business side. Ask these questions because when you ask, you know, people questions, they're going to say yes or no? And like, what's the fear behind people saying, no, I don't want to use you? Mm-hmm. So ask these questions to these creatives, and usually they're, you know, hey, I love to help you out. But some people think, oh, I don't want to show you all my secrets.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, that way.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, ask the questions, get, you know, in with people that are doing what they love, you know, learn a style, and then create from what they're doing, create your own style,
right,
your own brand, and mm-hmm. figure out how to do that.
I will also add on top of that is like, yo, provide some sort of value. Like, don't just yep. show up there and ask him a billion questions while he's actually working. Like, find the right time to ask a question. And before you ask that question, guys, make sure you do a little Google research, get those answers. And if there's something that's not out there on the internet, then you ask, like, hey, why did you use this lens over this lens? Like, why not this one over that, or something like that?
Exactly.
And then from there, he could probably give you in more depth, like, hey, I use this because this focal range gives me X amount of flexibility in post, or blah, yep. blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So ask the right questions. I'm gonna sound like a douchebag. Don't ask stupid questions, guys. The freaking yep. answers are out there. Find them out first. Get your answers online. And then if there's no answers for whatever question you have, then you ask somebody. So that's just my two cents right there, man.
It's so true, because if you don't go up there and you're asking questions, that's true. You need to go to them, how can I provide value for you?
Yeah.
You know, it comes down to that value part, just like you just mm-hmm. said.
Yeah, and don't be that weirdo. Like, guys, they're taking you on board because you want something out of him. So he has a leverage to, like, he just has leverage in that situation. So, like, if you're asking for, like, his help, hey, man, like, if he needs, like, hey, well, can you give me a cup of coffee real quick? Like, unless he's acting like a douchebag to you, then, yeah, right. you can tell him to fuck off. But, yeah, but just, you got to, like, I've had people where they're just asking from me. And it's like, and I'm super chill about giving information. Yeah. Like, yo, man, yo, this is how you do it. Don't do that. Do this. Like, don't go through what I went through.
Right.
But literally happened this morning. Like, I gave games to somebody, free games to somebody, and then not even a thank you. And it's like, I wanted to text that person back, like, were you fucking raised in a barn? Like,
yeah.
At least say thank you, dude. Like, right.
It's not that hard.
Little things like that bugs me, man. Like, I'm all about manners. And so it's like, yeah. that kind of stuff really irks me. But not everyone's built the same. So it's like, I let it slide, kept it right. going. So it's like, I don't know. It just ran over.
It's like, how hard it is to show appreciation, you know. So it's like, you took the time out, you know, we're here, you mm-hmm. know, I appreciate everything that you have done to bring you on your platform. And it's like, people just don't understand that. Like,
yeah. I don't know if it's a generational thing, or maybe I have some great parents that taught me the basic stuff. So right. I don't know, man. I don't know. But that's that. Branded, where could people find you?
Basically, you know, I would say on social media. So I would follow my personal account. It would be on Instagram, Brandon.Laubhan. So that's Brandon.Laubhan.
Yeah.
And then there's links to all our business information, and then also to the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That
everything's going to be links in the description, guys. Perfect. So if you're on YouTube or any audio platform, everything's going to be in the links in the description. So, one last thing for you yep. want to say anything?
I mean, I think we covered a lot, and, you know, just
good conversation. And guys, this is our first time meeting, guys. So it's like,
we have this, you know, great connection yeah. and it's just like, you
but
know,
we've been talking a lot on Instagram, but have. Like, first time meeting in person, it still could be a little different, but yeah. hey, I think our energies match, and with your dad as well, too.
Look super, at him over there.
Super chill guy. Yep. So guys, In the Frame podcast, episode 52, make sure if you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, give it a like. Give it a rating. I'm a little rusty right now. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you give it a like and give it a comment. And ask if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask them down below. I'm more than happy to respond. But yeah, guys, In the Frame podcast, episode 52 with Brandon over here. And we'll catch you guys later. Peace.